Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Please notice all the announcements. This is a busy time of the year. We have a number of things going on. I know we've got caroling this evening, and I think we've got announcements of some other things that are coming up soon. A couple of things I need to add. One is that there will be no adult Sunday school class for a few weeks now, not until January 8th. So no adult Sunday school. We'll still have all the youth and kids, but no adult Sunday school. Let's see, what else? Oh yeah, Christmas feast is coming up next weekend. If you would like to share in the meal, you're welcome to, but we do ask that you please sign up so that we know how much food we need to order. There are sign-up sheets in the narthex and in the annex and at the educational building, or you can call the church office. But please sign up before Wednesday. Okay, and we have other announcements. I don't know. Whoever wants to go.
Good morning. Starting today at 1 o'clock to 3, we are going to have the Sunday school practice, their first practice for the Christmas program for the 18th. And on Saturday, 17th, we'll have another Christmas program practice from 9 to 11 here in the sanctuary. So hope to see y'all there. Thank you.
Thank you, Zoe. Aiden, do you have an announcement?
Hi, I would just like to remind you that the Sunday School kids received an Advent calendar on November 20th and are supposed to be collecting food for YAM. The baskets to drop off the food are in all of the entrances of the church and down in the basement and in the fellowship hall. I would also like to remind you that Faith, Food, and Fun will only be this Wednesday until January. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Aiden. All right, Kathy. You too.
Okay, to piggyback on what Zoe said, after Sunday school practice, the Christmas program practice this afternoon, we are going to all be going caroling. We'd like people to be here around 2:45, so as soon as the practice is over, you guys can all carol with us. Afterwards, we will have soup and goodies, so we really would like to have as many people come out as we possibly can. Also, Social Concerns is helping with Cowboy Claws this year, and what we want is for everybody who can give a monetary donation, make a check payable to St. Paul, make a cash donation, put it in an envelope that says Cowboy Claws, make sure your checks have Cowboy Claws on it as well. This is so they can buy gifts for the needy children in our community. We really want all the children to have a very nice Christmas. We are going to be giving them a check tomorrow, so please get that in as soon as you can. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Kathy. Are there other announcements? Anybody else with announcements? If not, then I invite you to rise as we sing our gathering hymn, Hark the Glad Sound.
Hark the glad sound, the Savior comes, the Savior promised long. Let every heart prepare a throne, and every voice a song. He comes the prisoners to
try. treasures of His grace to enrich the humbled born. Our glad Hosannas, Prince of Peace, your welcome shall proclaim. And heaven's eternal arches ring with your beloved name.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed is he who comes as King, who comes in the name of the Lord. I will hear what the Lord God has to say. Peace for all people and for his friends. His help is near for those who fear him. Blessed is he who comes as King, who comes in the name of the Lord. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a troubled and penitent sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities with which I have offended you, and for which I justly deserve your punishment. But I am sorry for them, and repent of them, and pray for your boundless mercy, for the sake and suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ. Be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Forgive my sins. Give me your Holy Spirit for the amendment of my sinful life, and bring me to life everlasting. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O Jesus, Son of Righteousness, rise in our hearts and enlighten us with the brightness of your coming, that we who rejoice in the sure word of your promise may not be put to shame at your coming in glory. Through your mercy, O God, who with the Holy Spirit live and govern all things, now and evermore. Amen. We sing three verses of Light One Candle.
Light one candle to watch for Messiah.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together the prayer of the day. Almighty God, you once called John the Baptist to give witness to the coming of your Son and to prepare his way. Grant us, your people, the wisdom to see your purpose today and the openness to hear your will, that we may witness to Christ's coming and so prepare his way. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
On this third Sunday of Advent, our first lesson comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, beginning with verse 1. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear, here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For water shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We'll read Psalm 146 responsively by whole verse. Happy are they who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose hope is in the Lord their God. Who gives justice to those who are oppressed and food to those who hunger. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord cares for the stranger. He sustains the orphan and widow, but frustrates the way of the wicked. The second lesson comes from the book of James, chapter 5, beginning with verse 7. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You must also be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask that the children come forward for the children's sermon.
Good afternoon, sir. Pastor Tom.
Here, there's room. You can come sit up here. Morning, guys. Good morning.
Hey, Frederick. Frederick.
So what's coming up soon?
Christmas.
Christmas. Is it here yet?
No.
No, it's not here yet. You know what season this is called?
Fall.
No, well, it's kind of fall or winter, but there's a church name for it. You know what the church name? Advent. Very good, very good. So what are y'all doing? Do y'all like to wait for Christmas? Do y'all like to wait?
No.
It's not much fun waiting. You'd rather want it to be here, right? Eat all the good food and open presents and sing Christmas carols and do all those good things. You want it to be here now. but I tell you what, while we have to wait, because it's not here yet, we can do things. So what are y'all doing to get ready for Christmas?
We got our Christmas tree up.
You got your Christmas tree up. That's right. People start to decorate. Okay, and you got stuff to hang on your Christmas tree, too. Very good. And colored it. All right. And let's see. Anybody go shopping? Anybody been going shopping?
I have.
You have? All right. And you have? All right. Very good. Let's see. What else? Do y'all bake any cookies or cakes or anything like that? Or help your moms or your dads do any of the cooking for all the stuff that's going on? Okay, you do. Do y'all help wrap presents? Y'all wrap presents? Okay. You have too? Okay. And you know, we get ready, but it's not much fun to wait. But the getting ready is important too, isn't it? And that's what we do for Christ. We get ready for Jesus because Christmas is a celebration of Jesus' birthday, but we also remember that Jesus is coming back again. And so we can get our hearts and our minds ready for Jesus. And what helps us in the church is getting ready for Jesus too. Have you any of you ever gotten up really early in the morning when it's still dark outside? You ever gotten up? Maybe you were going on a trip, or maybe you were out camping, or you went fishing, or maybe getting up to go hunting, or just have to get up to go to school. Okay. Yeah, or all the above, anyway. And if you look outside when you first get up, it's dark outside, right? If you look outside a little bit later, you can start to see a little bit of glow in the sky from the sun. And then if you look again, there's a little bit more glow. And before you know it, that sun is out, right? And it's bright outside. But it takes a little while to get there, so we wait for that sun to come up. What we do in church here, too, is we light candles. 2 weeks ago, we lit one candle here on our Advent wreath. Remember that? We lit just one. There was only one. And last week, we lit how many?
Two.
We lit the second candle. And this week, we lit how many?
Three.
We got three. So how many more is left over here?
Two.
Okay, there's two candles left. And so next week, how many do you think we'll light?
Four.
All right. And when we light that candle, how long will it be till Christmas? One more week, because then on Christmas Eve, we'll light the big white one in the middle. And so that kind of helps us to get ready, to get prepared, and to remember when that celebration of Jesus is, but also to remember to get our hearts ready for Jesus, to remember him. Yes, sir.
Christmas tree in our living room.
You got a giant Christmas tree in your living room. That's real good. Okay, let's pray this morning. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the opportunity to celebrate the birth of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Please be with us as we prepare our hearts and minds for his coming and for this great celebration of his birth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all go sit. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes my mother and my wife would sound the same. It's not because they were the same personality or not because they were the same person. They were completely different people, but sometimes they would sound the same. My mom would say, "Did you hear me?" And my wife would say, "Listen to me." And I have to admit it, I was guilty. I could see their lips moving, and I could hear sounds coming forth from them, but I did not hear what they were saying. I was distracted by something else. And as a result, either I missed something important, or else I was in trouble. A teacher tells her class, "Pay attention. This is important. It's going to be on your test." A mother may talk to her daughter and say, I need to talk to you. This is important for your life." "That's an order, soldier," is what a sergeant may tell the private who did not move fast enough. "Why don't you shut up and listen to me a minute," says one friend to another, who that friend just keeps on interrupting. And there's other commands similar to that, like, "Watch out, look where you're going," or, "Open your eyes, it's right there in front of you, it's right under your nose." We're always being told, listen and see and listen. John the Baptist was in prison. He could not see. He could not listen. He wanted to know what was going on with Jesus. I just think about John the Baptist. Here he has a call from God to go and proclaim the good news, to prepare the way for the coming Savior. And that's exactly what he does. He proclaims that coming Savior, repent, get ready. And he throws his whole life into that. And then he gets arrested for upsetting the king. And he gets thrown into prison. And I can imagine John sitting in a dungeon, dark, damp, cold, in a dungeon. And how depressing that could be. He can't get out and speak anymore. He can't get out and preach. And he's thinking, is my life in vain? Did I do the right thing? And he's starting to second guess himself. And so he sends out his disciples, or he gets word to his disciples. You go be my eyes and my ears. Find out what's going on. And so John's disciples go to Jesus, and they said to him, "Are you the one to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." So what was it that the disciples saw? What did they witness? What did John's disciples witness? If we think about the stories of Jesus and through his ministry, what they were able to witness. Jesus told a man, "Take up your mat and go," a man who had been lame for many years. We hear that story of Jesus taking mud, spitting on the ground, making mud, and putting it on the man's eyes, and he could see again. We hear stories of Jesus touching the ears, and a blind man could hear. We hear the stories of Jesus raising a widow's son back to life. We hear the stories of Jesus feeding the hungry, feeding thousands with just 5 loaves and 2 fish. We hear stories of showing God's glory, of Jesus changing water into wine. We hear the stories of Jesus walking across water. We hear the story of Jesus cleansing the lepers, that their blemishes, their sores, their wounds were all healed, and they were made clean once again, ready to join society. We hear how he lifted up the oppressed. We hear how he brought hope to those who had no hope. Jesus fulfilled all these prophecies. These disciples of John can go back to John and said, "Yes, you have done right. You are a faithful servant of God. You have fulfilled your mission." A lot of people are, all of us, I guess, if we go shopping these days or if you turn on a radio, you're liable to hear Christmas music. And a lot of time, intermixed with a lot of the secular music, just the popular tunes, a lot of times there are actual Christmas carols being played on the radio. Hymns, spiritual hymns, hymns about the birth of Jesus, hymns about the greatness of God that are being played. Those carols that we sing within church, like "Joy to the World," "Hark the Herald Angels Sing," "Away in the Manger," "We Three Kings," those are being played right now in the public spaces. And many times the words are included in there. And people hear the music, but they do not listen. They don't listen actually to the words. And so they do not hear the message. We enjoy driving around, looking at all the beautiful Christmas decorations that are out, and we, especially at night, because then you can see all the lights that come up, and there's all sorts of lights. There's white lights, there's small lights, there's big lights, there's bright ones, there's more that are dim. We see huge displays, we may see solitary single lights, but we look at the lights. Do we realize that they are all pointing to the one light, the light of the world, Jesus Christ, who has come into this world to shine the glory of God upon us? We hear, but we do not listen. We see, but we do not understand. It just flows over us. We are preoccupied too often, and this world is filled with people who do not see, who do not hear. There's a whole mass of people where this message has not reached yet. The light of the world has come. The Word of God is among us. And so what do we hear today? Now, Jesus was an historical figure. And if he was only an historical figure, those would be wonderful stories of what we hear about Christ. But actually, Christ is still alive and with us today. These same things that the disciples of John saw, we also see. Jesus is still present in our lives. He heals us. He heals us sometimes physically. He heals us emotionally. He heals us spiritually. He feeds us, not only with the food, giving us the ability to earn our food, but he also feeds the poor through those who are willing to give. He feeds us as well, spiritually, filling us up. He heals the lame. He gives sight to those who are blind. He opens the ears of those who are deaf. And he brings good news to us. He lifts up those who are laid low. He releases the captives. He releases us from our sin. He releases us from the guilt of sin. He releases us from the demons within us. He releases us from addictions. Christ sets us free and makes us whole. He fills us up. But we need to hear. We need to see. We need to understand. We need to take it within ourselves of who this Christ is, to see that message. John was second-guessing himself, or he wanted to know for sure. He wanted to see. He wanted to hear Jesus because he believed in that message. He believed in his own message that he was preaching, that this is the Savior who has come into this world. And he was given that evidence by his disciples. He heard. He believed. He was satisfied, even though he knew he was probably soon to die. Jesus fills us with the hope. He fills us with his light. He fills us with his word. And he calls us, take up your cross and follow me. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing the hymn of the day, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Please rise for the confession of faith. In Christ you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we await the coming of Christ in mercy and majesty, let us pray for the church, the world, and for all people according to their need. Gracious God, grant that in many and various ways, your church may constantly preach the good news of what Jesus has done. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. Lord, in your mercy. Establish this congregation, O Lord, in the words and deeds of patience, mercy, and goodness. Help us to refresh the heavy-hearted, to heal those wounded by sin and sorrow, and to enlighten the innocent and the ignorant. Make this place a haven of safety and joy for all who trust in you. Lord, in your mercy. Bless your persecuted church and keep it patient, faithful, and steadfast. Teach us to honor their witness and provide for their needs. Turn their tormentors from their evil ways. Lord, in your mercy. Conform our earthly rulers to your holy will. Let them give justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. Make them set free the unjustly imprisoned and lift up those who are bowed down. Use the valor and competence of our military and first responders to accomplish your will in dangerous places. Speed the day when everyone may walk in safety and tranquility throughout this world. Lord, in your mercy. We remember before you all for whom the season of light is shadowed by sorrow or suffering. We pray especially for Bill Claverman, Alton Yonker, Keith Ibram, Lynn Magura, Mark Zagabe, and Merle Smith. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we entrust our beloved dead into your care. Bring comfort and hope to all who grieve. Help us to bring the light and love of Jesus to them and to everyone we meet on our earthly pilgrimage. Bring us all into the beauty and joy of your heavenly home. Lord, in your mercy. All these things and whatever else you see that we need, grant to us, dear Father, for the sake of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with the offering. You may be seated. Thank you.
harvest and the seeds that were sown. Gather the hopes and the dreams of all, unite them with the prayer we offer now. Grace our table with your presence and give us.
Let us pray. O mighty one, you have done great things for us, and holy is your name. Bless all we offer you, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, that through us your grace and favor may be made known to all the world. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come, for all is ready. The body of Christ is given. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. And we pray that in your mercy would strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Our closing hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful. as you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you leave, you are invited to share the peace of the Lord with those around you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.